What's a Calvary? Bit like
is that
a
a place,
carvery,
isn't
but slightly.
Gosh, oh, you beat me to it. I was just trying to work that one out. It's where you go for your Sunday dinner. Hey everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 97. I'm your host, Fraser. I'm joined on my left by Dave.
Hello.
On my right by Neil.
Hello.
And bringing up the rear, it's Pilch.
Buongiorno.
Oh la la, monsieur.
Continental.
Yeah.
Mm. Everyone all right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Just watch the football.
Ooh. What football did you just watch?
Well, it was Arsenal, so, you know. Look, football's a loose term when it comes to
that. I turned it off at 3-0. What would it finish?
Yeah. It finished 3-1. Yeah. Arsenal didn't quite manage to Arsenal it tonight. They managed to hold on to a lead. So,
who were they playing?
Villa. Aston Villa. They were shit.
Oh.
They didn't.
Sorry, Villa fans.
No shots. No shots on target, no shots off target, and no touches of the ball in Arsenal's.
Yeah, they were pretty fucking bad.
Penalty box.
Not that they're missing Jack Grealish or anything, but yeah.
I got Danny Ings, yeah. Sorry, football. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. Football's a part of this podcast, it seems, every now and then, so that's...
We've got to talk about fantasy league football because
we'll come to okay. So we'll go down the list and we'll come to fantasy. A few things to cover on the intro here. First off, I'm going to just talk about our name, which is one of the things that Neil highlighted to me the other day. It's been brought to our attention that Mr. Mike Chin is still calling us the Seal Team Podcast. I don't think it's a laughing matter, Dave. Quite frankly. I mean, we've only been going for 3 years. There's no team in our name. There's never been a team in our name. It's the Seal Podcast. Although now we're opening ourselves up for the Streisand effect.
Whatever. I don't know what that is. Really,
it's where you don't want somebody to call you something or say something, and then because you say you don't, everyone does.
Does Barbara Streisand not like being called Barbara Streisand or something?
Sorry. Barbara Streisand.
You don't like being called Big Nose.
She probably doesn't like that. It goes
I'm pretty
back
sure
to
no one likes that.
She didn't like people talking about her home or something like that, and then everyone started talking about it because she made a fuss.
So you draw attention to the thing you don't want mentioned, and then everyone is a twat about it.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, the point being is that we're not a SEAL team. We're not like the veteran gamers. We're not a military podcast.
Have you noticed that? I don't know if anyone else has noticed that.
But they were not military types.
Yeah. I went to the Air Cadets when I was young.
It has taken us like 97 episodes to actually tell everybody that, just in case they weren't.
I'm pretty sure it's been mentioned before that.
Yeah, maybe once. Although I've been sort of relying on that sweet, sweet mistaken identity to maybe up the downloads, right?
that huge, I don't know, maybe it is a huge area of veterans and SEALs that are listening to podcasts. Like, I thought if you were a SEAL, you wouldn't really want to listen to a podcast about it.
I've been waiting all this time to get me snorkel and my old air tank on me back.
You should anyway, because we are still related to, you know, we are still SEALs.
Your new mic is a little air tank shaped.
Yeah. I did look up the other day, what's the difference between SEALs and sea lions? I figured that it's about time I knew. Well, it's just one of those things, you know. If we're going to start dissecting the stupid things that I look up on the internet, we're going to be here for a long time.
This could be a long section of the new section of the podcast.
So do you know what the difference between SEALs and sea lions?
Does one of them roar and have a hairy face?
Well, actually, sea lions...
Tusks.
And that's walruses.
Oh, right, we're opening a whole new can of worms there.
So seals
and a walrus and a sea lion.
I think seals and sea lions and walrus are all related somehow.
They look pretty similar. Let's not lie.
They come under a certain term, which I can't remember what it's called. It's got something to do with their legs. But
fishy,
sea lions,
swimming mammal things.
Basically, see if
they've
you wanted
flippers.
To. Who?
Seals, sea lions. They've got flippers, not legs, Fraser.
Well, yeah, well, they've got vestibules of legs or something, haven't they, or whatever. Because sea lions can walk. That's
what?
The thing. Sea lions can sort of move their hind flippers.
The sea lions, like, live on the plane or something.
When you go to the water park or whatever like that, the dolphin aquarium show and all that shit, it's always sea lions that are doing the – sea lions that lose their –
Are
dignity,
they the clever
right?
ones, though? Is that what
they're
saying?
They're the clever ones and – but they're the ones who can move around. Seals is us, man. They are the small, fat, blubbery ones that just only bounce around on their stomachs, right? And they can't really do anything, and they just get clubbed all the time, right?
Only when they're babies, that is.
Those are the seals. No, not necessarily. And if you're Canadian, you'll club a seal at any age.
You see
they're desperate
seal,
in Canada.
That's it.
You've got, like, cougar seals over there, have you?
Hockey stick in one hand, seal club in the other. And sea lions are noisy. They bark. And they hang around in packs. Seals
are
very... Oh,
so don't tell me that I have, like, the Twitch alert is not a sea lion, is it? Better not be a sea lion.
It could be.
That was called barks. But seals bark, surely.
Yeah, sea lions are noisier, though, anyway. I don't
That's
know how
dogs.
Much barking seals does. Seals. They almost like dogs, though, aren't they?
Well,
they look like dogs.
They can swim a bit better than dogs, generally.
Yeah, my dog, though, he looks like a sea lion when he pops his head out of the water.
Can't do the backstroke, though.
My dogs can't swim.
No?
Have you
You're not trained them yet?
Huh?
Can they definitely not? They really can't swim?
Well, I take them down the pool on a Saturday.
Most French bulldogs can't swim.
Oh.
They're too heavy.
They haven't got big enough legs.
They can't support
their own weight.
Oh.
They'll paddle for a bit and then they just sink.
Oh, okay.
First.
Oh yeah, you don't want to see it.
No.
Yeah, that's no good. Yeah, to keep them away from the water.
That's a horrible image.
What, Pilch's dogs drowning? Yeah.
Yeah. It's not great.
So anyway, Seal Podcast, not Seal Team Podcast. It's Extra Life for those. Have we recorded? We recorded already. Recorded after we decided. Before we decided.
I don't know. Before we decided, weren't it, last week?
Yeah, we discussed it at the end of last week's show after we had finished it.
We've committed to that, so we will be doing a 24-hour live stream around November 6th. We have a page up. A donation page up. We were able to choose a charity in Canada. We weren't able to choose one in UK. So
they probably don't deserve it here anyway.
Yeah, well, we NHS. Chose. You guys are all right. Well, we chose. Well, we have healthcare too. But I chose Sick Kids Hospital in Toronto, which is like Great Ormond Street, same sort of thing. It's a great hospital. Anyway, we're going to be doing the Extra Life. We're going to be sort of sharing and splitting duties. We're going to do what we can. We haven't really figured it out yet.
Yeah, suggestions are welcome for games for me personally. I don't know what to play on a good long sesh.
I've found a good game. It's called Call of Duty. Probably playing that for 6 hours straight.
I might be playing that for 6 hours straight. So
hopefully we can all get together and do some Back for Blood or something. That would be...
Yeah, we definitely need to do a little bit at least together.
24-hour. Back to Blood.
Oh.
Or Back for Blood, or whatever it's called.
Back to Sleep.
We need to discuss that later as well, because I've spotted a bit of a flaw in the Back for Blood.
Have you?
Well, the fact that we ain't playing it. Is that the major flaw?
Yeah, that's one.
So we're doing the Extra Life. If you get a chance and check out our Twitter page, or you go to the VG Hub Extra Life. If you go to Extra Life and look up VG Hub, we're part of Gary DeFelici's, the Real Defoe's team. Who else is in there? I think Greg DeLacy's in there. Kim Woods is in there.
Well,
yeah.
Chinny was threatening to do it. I don't know if he's got around to sorting it out yet, but he was threatening
our
to do
format,
it.
How are we going to do this then, Fraser?
For what, the streaming?
Yeah, because we sort of discussed it and it was poo-pooed by another group.
Was it poo-pooed by Mike again? He's causing us all sorts of problems. He's a right old pain in the boom-ole right now. Yeah, I don't know. We haven't really hammered the details out on that. I mean,
I you're think doing 24 hours, I think we decided.
We're all going to do 24 hours?
No, no, you personally are doing all the 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do
24
hours.
Because you've got no
family
hours. Around.
Okay, I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to do 48. we haven't hammered out the details yet, so let's not deep dive into that. Perhaps next week we'll have a better idea. Probably not.
I'm not going to say it.
Probably if I was a betting man. Unlikely. Fantasy League, Neil? Any updates on the Fantasy League?
Well, my son has been badgering me to mention the fact that today a last-minute transfer he made was Emil Smith-Rowe for Arsenal. And he's only gone and scored tonight, hasn't he? He's on 3 bonus points for the match and all that bollocks. So he's like, you've got to mention it, you've got to mention it. All right, fine. So I've mentioned that. We don't have to have a conversation about it.
Well done, lad. That's good.
It did cost him something like 12 points or something because he's made a load of extra transfers. So he's basically just about made up the amount of points he's cost himself by making extra transfers. I did want to point out UPS drivers. Really going for it with the shithouse players. He's got Gylfi Sigurdsson, who is a potential paedophile in his team, and he's got Benjamin Mendy? Yeah, who's the one who's been actually denied bail for because he's being charged with rape. So, fair play, he's beating my wife by having two absolute shithouse players in his team, which is quite impressive.
Oh,
and he's also got someone else who's just not even playing, I can't remember, in his team. I'm like, he's still doing better than my wife, so fair enough.
Pilch hasn't appeared in the
No, he hasn't reappeared in the league yet, so I'm assuming he gave up
on
that idea.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
I'm breathing a sigh of relief. I brought in De Bruyne and he did score. I captained him. Yeah, so I was alright.
Yeah, and Lukaku.
I've hoofed him.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw your team.
Yeah, I've hoofed him.
I've hoofed him as well. It cost me 4 points to hoof him because I'd already made my 2 free transfers this week before he got injured on fucking Wednesday.
Wow, that's going to hurt.
Well, after the shit show I watched last night, I don't really... I'm really that fussed about the football.
All right, is it broken your spirit again?
Yeah.
Well, just support someone who's not in the Premier
League. A load of players, so as long as we beat West Ham on Sunday, then that's fine. But if we don't, then...
You're going to look a bit silly, isn't it?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, well. It's only football.
It's only football. Yeah. Okay. The CL Twitch. I don't think we have anything to mention on Twitch. And I don't think we have anything to mention.
Well, I would say, related to Extra Life, there is a panel on our Twitch page with the donation link on the Twitch page.
Oh, okay.
If you go to our About page on the Twitch page, it will have the link to the Extra Life thing.
Yeah, we're not going to beg for donations, but please give us some money. we had a very generous donation from Duke, which we're very grateful for. It was very kind of him. Thank you.
$370. Thank you, Duke. Very kind.
Yeah, the rest of it hasn't come in yet, Duke, but if you could just get around to popping that in as soon as possible, please. Okay, yeah. So let's crack on then with the tweets. Friend of the show and ever vigilant contributor Stuart Cullen says, in the week that saw GTA the Trilogy Definitive Edition confirmed, does the news that AT&T is offering a free browser-based version of Arkham Knight using Stadia tech dawn the end now, as it's the first white-label Stadia project, or could it secure its future? Could it?
So did anybody else read out about that?
I did read about this.
Did you read about this before you read this tweet?
No.
is it just me? Have I only just noticed that he starts off with something and then the bit about Stadia has nothing to do with the bit at the start? Is it always like this every week?
I think basically this is, I don't know if it's evolved into this thing, like, can you please talk about the first thing I asked, because I know you're not going to talk about Stadia.
Okay.
It's sort of like he's back in, giving us a backup.
Yeah.
Right.
In the week that saw my wife make apple crumble, Stadia released so-and-so. Could it be as tasty?
GTA Trilogy, that's 1, 2, and 3 then, is it?
No, it's 3, Vice City, and San Andreas.
So does anyone care?
I don't know. I haven't played San Andreas, and I did read that, bizarrely, that one part of the trilogy is coming to Game Pass. But 3 and Vice City are not.
Right.
But I think 3 might be on PS Now or something, I did read. So,
It's an old game.
I've got a very much a fondness for Vice City. I've never played San Andreas, but Vice City I have fond memories of, big time. Mainly because
5, I think
the soundtrack obviously was much reminds me of my youth and growing up and things like that.
But before the world,
you grew up in the hood,
spirit.
Did you?
In the hood, not in Vice City. You not played Vice City, no.
No.
It's definitely not much hood music in the Vice City, I don't think.
No,
is it not? I haven't played it.
No. It's proper, it's all, proper 80s.
Oh, is it?
It's all vaporwave sort of stuff, isn't it?
It's got, oh God, all sorts of stuff. It's got a great soundtrack anyway, Vice City. If you were
Miami
born,
Vice,
you're born in the 70s, then soundtrack for Vice City should be very familiar.
All of that's going to be re-licensed, is it?
I don't know. I looked at a video today,
think of.
And I didn't think much to the visual upgrade. I've got to be honest. I was a bit like, yeah, it's an upgrade. Definitely doesn't look like a modern game.
No,
though.
The thing is, though, GTA 5 doesn't look great yet.
Yeah, it looks pretty all right, I think.
Mm. I don't know. It's not really.
Let's just say they haven't raised, as far as I could see from what I saw, they haven't raised the old games to the level of GTA 5.
No.
So.
Yeah, they're not going to do that, though, are they? I mean, the amount of work that must be involved in.
Yeah, it must cost them a few quid, you know. They're a bit hard up, aren't they? Obviously.
Well, yeah, they're struggling. I did read. Dave, did you read this article?
I did. I read it actually before Stuart sent it in.
Explain what they're doing.
You can take over from Stuart in the future.
So AT&T have. For some reason, nobody really knows why, they have licensed the Stadia backend to play Arkham Knight, only from PCs, not actually from mobile devices. So the fact that AT&T have this and have like commissioned it to be using Stadia backend and play it, you can't play it on mobile devices. It's really weird.
Yeah, you have to have an AT&T account. So it's for their customers.
It's for their customers, yeah. So you have to have a login to go to the login page, but on a web browser. But then once you've logged in with your AT&T login details, you have access to the link that can play the game and deliver it to your computing device, laptop, desktop, whatever. But yeah, it's still weird. It's got nothing to do with like mobile technology that they're doing this. So I suppose it's just a value add. You know, they might do it as a
but just the one game.
Yeah, one game at the moment, yeah.
It's just it. I think I found it interesting that it's just it's an approach. So AT&T makes no mention of Stadia whatsoever in this.
No, it's not branded in there at all. Or no.
So it's just the tech. So I suppose that's the question Stuart's saying is this an avenue for Stadia to be successful by
this is
by them? But
this is what we've been this is what we've been saying from day one. Like this is the whole point.
Yes, Stuart. Fuck's sake, dude!
Haven't you been listening?
Day one. Are you fucking? Where have you been for 96 episodes?
that's what we've been saying. It's like it's a good technology. It like Google won't run with it. It will be somebody else will snap it up, or it'll be a generic.
Oh, it's just the Google have got the patents. They just get paid for people to use their tech.
Yeah, it's a great idea, but And like, it is a bit of a weird value add from.
Yeah, just the where he won specific game. That's odd.
Yeah.
Is there a weird Batman like link with AT&T? Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
is
they
owned
have,
by Warner Brothers or something.
I'm not sure on that, but I went onto the AT&T. There was an AT&T, almost like a sort of a discovery tour or something like that. And then you can go back a few years. They were doing some things with the Batman license. So they have been using it before. So Batman is not new to AT&T as some sort of advertising tool. But yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, it fits in, yeah.
But yeah, so he says, you know, could it secure its future? Could it? Maybe.
Yeah, why not? I'm sure game companies would love it if some of these big corporations like Coca-Cola will buy a selection of their games to be delivered over the internet.
Yeah, Coca-Cola could run an ad campaign and say, hey, do you want to come and play, I don't know, Dentist Simulator?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I was right? thinking of Sugar Crush.
Diabetes Simulator. yeah, interesting.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think it is. I'm finding Stadia a little bit more interesting now. I'm moving away from the just lambasting.
Not interesting enough to like actually purchase anything or use it in any way.
No, but I'm starting to warm to the idea of they have. Definitely have a technology there. They just need to keep fishing around and find the opening, right? They've got the bank balance to stay afloat. They don't have to worry about it. You know, they're not like these other startups that only have a limited amount of time to get to the market and find their niche before they run out of cash and die. Google, they're fine. Google does all these things and they can weather the storm. So it'll just be interesting to see where they find that home for it all.
Well, they're saying that... I think, Neil, you posted something on the WhatsApp group about GeForce Now.
Yeah, I predicted that Stuart's Stadia question would be related to an announcement from NVIDIA about how they've upgraded, or they have a new tier of their GeForce Now streaming where you can pay a bit extra and get access to the, what is it, RTX 3080 backend. So that's like full ray tracing, 4K. Runs at 120 frames per second on loads of things. And I was like, yeah. But it's a bit pricey. I think it's 100 US for 6 months. So, but if you don't have a PC, and you don't need to buy a PC, and the latency's low, an RTX 3080 is something you cannot get generally.
No. So. How much is one of them new at the moment?
Well,
not new.
The
like,
one from NVIDIA is only 650 quid, but... you can't buy them.
How much is it on eBay?
Oh, it's like a grand, something stupid.
Right. Just for the graphics card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, interesting. Thanks, Stuart. Appreciate that. Maybe the tide is turning for Stadia.
Yeah.
Maybe. Lord sent us an email. He says, evening, guys. Quick one. Best opening cutscene to a game, in your opinion? Mine is probably Half-Life 2. I remember thinking at the time, we cannot get any better than this, surely.
I can't remember the Half-Life 2 cutscene.
Don't you? I can vividly.
I can remember throwing a can in a bin at the beginning of
Half-Life 2. Yeah, everyone remembers that as the start. Yeah. I don't remember the opening scene.
It's the big elevator. Movement throughout the whole sort of factory, I thought it was. Then loads of different.
I was really struggling with this generally to think of an opening cutscene.
Oh, I've got one, and mine is Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, I knew this was coming.
Yeah, when you do the start, you have to play a little bit at the start of the game. Well, I mean, the opening scene is just swimming or whatever and get in, but really the opening scene starts when he gets into that elevator and. Anyway, it was just quality through and through. Everything about the opening to that game is amazing.
Metal Gear Solid, the first one, the original.
The first one on the PlayStation.
Is that different? Yeah. Like, I played Metal Gear Solid on the Vita. So is that the same game? basically. Obviously, the Vita was a lot later than PS1.
Probably.
I just don't remember any of it.
I'm having flashbacks now. You're talking about Metal Gear Solid opening credit scene thing.
Yeah.
You've just played that.
Endure it. Yeah, well, that's in me list.
Mm. Anyone else got one?
I remember... what's it called? The trilogy of games that was space-related.
Mass Effect?
Mass Effect, yeah, the second one. Mass Effect 2 was the first one of those series I actually played. I didn't play Mass Effect 1. I played Mass Effect 2 on the Xbox 360, I think it was. And I think the main character dies like in the first 10 minutes. Like you're playing it, again, I think there's a little bit of a play sequence, and then he dies. And you're like, oh shit. And it's actually later in the game, you come back as him, he gets resurrected. But yeah, I just remember that being one of the first games on the Xbox 360 as a sort of single player, big storyline game. And yeah, I remember that one.
You know what? The only one I can actually remember in any detail is the fucking Skyrim one. It's only because I played the beginning about fucking 10 times and never played any more of it.
What, going up to the
chart? Going on the fucking, back on the cart.
Yeah,
dragon and all that bollocks. Yeah, that's about all I can remember from that game. Because that's about as much as I played of it, so... like fucking, what'd you call it? A heinous crime, not playing Skyrim, but...
Yeah. I put a lot of time into that. I never did finish it, but I put hundreds of hours into it.
I never finished it. I got pissed off with it.
I do like Rectify's response to Lord as well, though. The infamous opening cutscene from Destiny's Forsaken DLC. Yeah, that was pretty good. I can't remember it in massive detail. Oh, it was one of the most loved characters in Destiny 2. Well, Destiny 1 and 2. Like dies basically, so and it's like
spoiler.
It's quite old now. He asked about a game, not DLC, so I don't think that
no. Well,
oh, that's harsh.
I don't like that because
yeah, he's been
DLC
eliminated.
For Destiny was like basically a whole new game.
Yeah, no, technicalities out. Sorry, Rectify. Lord also says, and I found a use for the bots in Back for Blood. They constantly drop ammo, which is useful. We were talking about how shit the bots were in Back for Blood last week. So there is a use for them. They constantly drop ammo. Okay.
Well, is that where they die?
Don't know.
Or just get stuck on doors. No. Throwing ammo.
Can you give ammo? You can give ammo, innit?
There is a way. I wouldn't know how to do that.
I think we did it when we played the beta.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's probably the most we played of this game is that it was in the beta. We haven't played it since, really.
That's all right. There's no, it's not going anywhere. So, okay. Anyone else got another opening cutscene they want to talk about? Pilch, actually, you're the last one. Did you have one?
No.
Discord. Marcanix says. Marcanix says, so here's a question for you guys then. Should give some interesting results. If you found a magic lamp, gave it a rub, the lamp pilched, the lamp, jeez, and a genie popped out granting you 3 wishes, what would your 3 wishes be?
Well, the first one would be, can I have another 3 wishes?
Mm-hmm.
Was that your first one, or would that be the third one?
Oh, last one, first one, doesn't really matter, does it? Get another 3 on top of the 3 you've already got.
See, most people say, you can't ask for more wishes, but then why don't you ask for more genies?
And more lamps.
Okay. Yes, that's a new approach.
Well, let's just imagine that we can only have 3 wishes and you can't just ask for more wishes then.
Okay. You got to kick people out on technicalities again.
Well, I'm sorry. Someone else started that.
Not just stick there, isn't he? Right, come on in. You can start then, Neil. Go.
I can't start. Well, do you want serious ones? Or like...
Oh, yeah, because this
can we just rewind the clock to, like, 2010, when everything was okay-ish?
Just give us what you want. Come on. Don't overthink it.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Come on, anyone, just
start. Do you wanna really, 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 really want a cigar? Cigar or something?
Right, come on, we're 5 minutes in now. Still haven't had one wish.
Not that long. It's been 5 minutes. I'd wish to be able to buy electronic equipment that you wanted quite easily at normal prices at the moment.
Fair enough.
It's not too much to ask, is it?
No.
It would ruin the lives of all these scalpers, though.
Yeah, fuck them, though, hey. Okay, there's another wish. Fuck scalpers.
Well, physically.
I wouldn't actually do it myself, personally, but yeah, that, you know. We'll torture scalpers.
Way to do it.
Torture them until they, you know, whatever, expire.
Release the goods.
I mean, you've got the opportunity to basically eliminate suffering in the world, cure
yeah,
cancer.
Yeah, I said, like, rewind everything back to 2010, when everything was relatively all right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, 2010, that was when it was just peachy, wasn't it?
Well, it's definitely better than it is in 2021, so...
Yeah, I don't know. I'd probably like. I don't have a desire to own everything, but I'd like a desire. It would be nice to try anything you wanted, right? Like, you know, I don't need to own a Lamborghini, but I'd like to have the ability to snap my fingers.
You can just get a test drive, surely.
Yeah, but you know,
well, you can. Be do you not have racetracks in Canada? Do you?
Of course, we have racetracks. Formula One's here, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's on a street track, isn't it? It's not a real racetrack.
I have no idea. Bonjour, we do have racetracks here. Yeah, we have drag strips and racetracks and all that sort of
you
stuff.
You can't race a Formula One car on a drag strip. That would be shit.
It would
last literally about 1 second and that would be done.
Come on, someone else give us a wish.
So, I
wish
the
show would end.
That's harsh.
So, yeah, you can't do two big wishes because... Like it's something's going to bounce bite you in the ass. You can't just say peace on earth.
Well, what's the point of having three if you can only have one proper wish and two little ones?
Well, I don't know. You just wish for like have enough money that you're happy.
Money doesn't make you happy.
No,
it helps though.
You still can't buy a fucking new graphics card even if you've got money.
All right, we'll buy a graphics card factory.
I don't know. And then, I don't know. Wish all my friends and loved ones are healthy.
Okay, you're done. Anyone else? I thought you said we weren't doing those types of wishes.
I don't know. Well, there's just stupid wishes, isn't there? So,
the ultimate burger in a can.
Yeah.
What, a burger in a can that actually tastes like a burger?
An endless supply of raw coconut.
The best meal ever. There you go. That's a good one. Like,
ooh,
I wish for the best meal I'd ever eat.
Oh, everything would be a disappointment after that then, wouldn't it? You'd know that you'd never eat that well again.
Well, that's what it's like after having burgers in a can, so...
Well, this is true.
With a side, like with a special dessert of raw coconut, obviously. Just be perfection.
Chef's kiss.
You could pay, wrap it in gold leaf as well, just to make
Has anyone got another wish they want to throw on this? Are we good?
Have you had a wish yet?
I just wish to be able to just try everything that I wanted to try. Not everything.
I wish I hadn't.
Everything that I wanted
with
to try.
No consequence.
No consequence. Well, I don't know. There's not much.
Well, yeah, there's things that you might want to try that might not be good. So.
I wish I hadn't gone onto Wikipedia to look at a list of Canadian racing tracks because there's fucking millions of them.
There you go. Okay, all right. Well, let's move on. Mark, thanks very much for the question. Much appreciated. I'm sorry that we didn't really answer it very well.
Didn't we?
Here we go. I wish we answered your question better. Let's go into the general week stuff. I'm just going to go in order here. I think I'm coming down with a cold. There's so much stuff going around at the moment. My family's sick. My wife and my daughter have been sick. I think I'm getting it.
Let's start talking about that. Because
everyone I say, people I keep hearing about people with... Is there a big stomach bug going around in England?
Didn't you have that?
Well, I think it's a normal-sized stomach bug. It's a particularly large one.
We've had COVID PCR proper tests in the household this week.
Oh, yeah.
Not for me personally, but my wife and daughter both had PCR tests. There's loads of people at their netball club and my daughter's school have got fucking positive PCR tests. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm hearing about a lot of people getting... I'm not going to say who, but I know people who have got COVID in England, and I'm hearing reports of people going to a club and people in the club are having COVID. That's the second club that I've heard has got COVID going around it. I don't know what the fuck you guys in America are up to.
The COVID club? Is that a thing now?
It is. Are you in the COVID club?
I'm doing my best to stay out of the COVID club, to be honest.
Surprise.
Apparently, we should all be getting in the COVID club. I think that's the idea now. It's like, you've had your jabs, go and get COVID.
Immunity, yes.
Right.
That seems to be the plan. But I'm like, nah, you're all right. I think I'll probably try and avoid it for a little bit longer.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, just wait till no one's got it, then I won't get it, will I?
Yeah, that's the plan for me. But I don't seem like that's going to be the plan for anyone else.
A long time.
Maybe I should move to New Zealand or something, I don't know.
Have they not got it there anymore then?
Well, I think they've fucking thrown the towel in just like everyone else is. Well, everyone else in the whatever world.
Okay, what do we got on the general week stuff?
So I finished watching Squid Game.
Squid Squad.
Yep, Squad. Squid Squad. Squid Game. Those VIPs, eh?
I haven't finished it, so...
Have you watched the bit with the VIPs in?
No.
Oh. Well, I've been watching it in the old Korean, and that dialogue when those VIPs come in, I don't know what it's like in the English version, but pretty fucking bad when they turn up.
Okay.
They kind of took the shine off it a bit. It's only like the second from last episode or something, isn't it? I think, whatever, third from last episode, maybe. They're not in it that much, but yeah, there's some massively cheesy dialogue going on. Like, okay. Maybe this is better in Korean. Like, if you're reading English when you are Korean. But it sounds fucking terrible. It was a bit weak ending compared to the beginning, I thought. But I won't be saying any spoilers. But
I've gone cold on it a little bit. I mean, my daughter really wants to keep watching it.
Where have you got to? I definitely think you should watch it if you've started it.
I think it's we've done... 3 or 4 episodes now. I can't quite remember.
We haven't watched much in the last week then. So,
no, we only watched one.
Yeah. Well, get it out of the way. I say move on.
Yeah, so, I'd like to.
Yeah, because it kind of ended a bit weak for me. But I'm not going to go into spoilers. So, I'm looking at Apple TV Plus. Because it's got a free week trial and then it's only a fiver, isn't it?
Yeah, get on that, man. You got to get on the old lasso.
Now, they've had a new thing come out today, haven't they? Invasion with like some Sam Neill's in it and that. So first 3 episodes are on there today, so I'm tempted to have a watch. Quite a look. Some of the that Mythic Quest has been renewed for 2 new seasons. Apparently, they must have done all right.
The second one was not so good.
I watched a good video with Anthony Hopkins and what's his name? And in fact, I think there was basically an Apple TV advert. It was like Anthony Hopkins and Jason Sudeikis and Rob McElhenney. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Who's in that? Mythic Quest. They did quite a good funny advert because that's been renewed and obviously Ted Lasso, I guess, and it's getting another series after this one. So I'm having a look at that, thinking there's some decent amount of content on there for a month at least, for a fiver, and a week free.
Well, I hope you get your money's worth.
Yeah, it's just one of those, isn't it? It's like, watch what you want, get it done, and cancel the subscription until there's something else that looks decent on there. So,
a la Disney.
Mm. Well, I binned off that because it went up in price to like £9 a month. I'm like, yeah, it couldn't get it. Yeah, it's £9 a month now, isn't it, for Disney?
Really?
I think it's £8 or £9 a month instead of whatever it was, £7, £6, £7. So I was like, nope.
All right, I need to check my what I'm paying for now. It's going to be time to bin off Apple soon and Disney Plus.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on Disney.
Subscribed to Disney Plus and forgot to end the subscription, so it re-upped for another month.
That's it now, then. You still get to end a month.
Yeah, yeah. I'm literally just doing it now.
I can't cancel Netflix because it's bundled in my Sky. I mean, I could, but it's like £4 for Netflix. There's loads of stuff on Netflix. Mm-hmm. It gets watched still, not like the others.
Anything else, Neil?
Nope.
I sold my copy of Super Mario Odyssey last week in order to finance the purchase of Metroid Dread. Sold it super quick, pretty much got what I asked for it.
Which was?
And I put 60 and guy said 55 and I was like, yeah, he goes, I can come right now. I'm like, sure. Perfect. And then I realized I've forgotten to check the library, and the library has it, so I've put a hold on it on the library. So I went and I spent the money on a subwoofer instead that I found online. So I went and picked that up middle of the week.
You've got a problem, mate.
Well, my subwoofer broke. So
and your car?
No, this is for the living room.
What, do you actually take it apart?
I have taken apart. It's actually a part right next to my desk here, but I need to replace all the caps. And I'm not guaranteed that that's going to work. And replacing all the caps would probably cost me about $30 in parts. I'm really umming and ahhing of whether I just fucking bin it.
But you've given away Mario Odyssey for a broken subwoofer.
No. I bought a subwoofer that works. I have my broken subwoofer here.
Oh, right. I'm with you.
Next to me, which necessitated me buying another subwoofer.
Right. But you could fix that and just flog it then. Is that what you're thinking?
Well, no, I was just going to fix it if I could, but it's been sitting here in pieces in my office for 2 months. I'm never going to fucking fix it. I haven't really come to terms with
that.
Do you
not have what they called it? Household waste recycling centers, whatever. In your
electronic recycling? No, mate. We got so much space here. We just throw shit in our back garden.
Chuck it at the bottom of a glacier or something.
Yeah, I'll go throw it at polar bears or something.
You can't see it for 4 months of the year because it's under the snow anyway, isn't it?
I'm just going to drive into the countryside and throw it out my car window.
Good, good. That's what our responsible people do.
Yeah, exactly. And I've been watching. I wasn't going to mention it, but I'll mention it because I'm pretty much. Said to my wife, we're going to binge this weekend. And that's it's a new series. I think it's on Amazon called 9 Perfect Strangers with Nicole Kidman. And it's all about she is like a spiritual guru type lady.
She's Gwyneth Paltrow. Is that what you're saying?
Is she playing no, I don't think Gwyneth Paltrow is that type of person at all. I just think. And so Nicole Kidman basically runs this sort of retreat, and these 9 people come in for a week retreat there, and they're all different, obviously all different types of people. And it's just a really good cast. I'm really impressed with everyone they've picked for the cast. I can tell you in there, Melissa McCarthy's in there. I like Melissa McCarthy. She's very good. There's one guy in there. He was one of the... Do you remember? I've watched The Other Guys.
Was that Will Ferrell?
Yeah. And then there's 2 of the other cops who are absolute assholes. One of them is one of those guys. He's in there. Michael Shannon's in there. I don't know if you know who Michael Shannon is, but he's a really great actor. I can't tell you what he's done because I can't remember. But I've seen quite a few of his movies. He's really good. And it's just I really like what I've seen so far of it. So I think.
But you've actually watched some of it.
We've watched 3 so far, 2 or 3 of them. I know we're going to binge it for sure. we'll have it done by next week. So I suggest, I definitely recommend that as a sit down and watch that with your missus. You right. won't be disappointed.
Bit of sex in it, is there?
It would teach you. I haven't seen any sex yet.
Okay.
No, but I'll be sure I'll to tell you.
What about in the program?
That's all I've got. Dave, what you got?
Not a lot. Yeah, more illnesses in my family. I was, I thought I had a really bad hangover Saturday, Sunday. After we recorded. I only had like 3 beers. But I felt absolutely terrible. And then...
I don't remember you saying anything that bad, to be honest.
No, I wasn't that drunk, but I woke up in the morning, it felt like I was very badly hungover. And I was like, oh, I didn't drink that much, but okay, I'm nearly hitting 40. This is what life is now.
Just keep powering through. You'll be all right.
Yeah. It gets worse.
So Saturday and Sunday was complete, like, literally do nothing, sat on the sofa, laid down on the sofa, did nothing either of those days. Worked from home on Monday, and like halfway through the day I was like, I shouldn't be here. And then I called in on Tuesday and Wednesday, and I just felt so, like, just hungover, just like, I just kept on doing, done about 3 or 4 COVID tests. They've all come back negative. The missus had it last week, and she said, oh, I told you I felt bad. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I know. I was actually looking after you, don't worry. I was making dinners and looking after the house, but okay, yeah, I know.
Get it off your chest, son. Get it off your chest.
Luckily, Bella had it, but she had it very, like for a day or two, but, like, the kids, the wanting to see your mates kind of, like, overrules. A lot of the feeling ill a lot of the time, so she was fine. But, like, wake up on Thursday and I was bright as a daisy. I was just like, literally, it was like night and day. Bright as a daisy. Oh, I don't know. What's the
button?
Bright as a button. Yeah, literally.
Fresh as a daisy.
Fresh as a daisy. Bright as a button. Literally woke up and it was like, oh, I'm feeling better.
Did you have that sort of appreciation for what it's like to not feel shit? I love it.
God, can you?
I love it.
I can't, like, I actually, like, walked out of my bedroom, like, probably dressed, like, had a shower and everything. And I was like, mate, if I can't imagine people living with constant pain or illness, because it's like, I had it for like 3 or 4 days. And you just, when you get to that point, you just can't imagine living life not feeling shit. And then when you don't, it's like, wow. Yeah.
Did you open your front door?
Wait till you get
whistle
to 50.
Well, no, I went and took the dog for a walk.
Yeah, did you click your heat jump up and click your heels and, yeah, and nod and say good morning to Mr. Red Robin? strut down the street with your pooch.
But yeah, like, I actually went, like, I tried to go for a walk on Saturday with Lilo, just around the block, and I was, I don't know, it felt like I had, like, needles in my legs, like, it was so painful.
That doesn't sound like a hangover, to be honest.
No, I
just...
It's
not like a hangover I've had, anyway.
No, I don't know, I've had a hangover before where I felt just, like, everything hurts. But yeah, it was like, It was very odd.
Everything. I love those hangovers where you just want death to take you. The sweet release.
Yeah.
You wish you'd never woken up.
It was a kind of hangover that, like, even being sick won't make you feel better, so there's no point being sick. Because it's not that kind of hurt. Everything hurts. But yeah, no, it was... but no, better now. Vic's been going to the gym, Bella's been walking to school, I even went into the office today, and yeah, It was so weird. So weird. And then that was the other thing I was going to talk about. I went into the office for the first time in God knows how long, a couple of months.
On a Friday. Everyone else was just like, what? I can't. He's been off all week and he just comes in on the Friday whistling Dixie because he feels so great.
Yeah, looking around again. And for some reason, where is everybody? They're doing sort of IT upgrades. And even though I'm not in IT anymore, I've kind of got...
You're above that, aren't you?
Yeah, I got roped into
apparently
it.
Apparently not.
That's karma for last week.
That's fine. It was, you know,
it would have been just beautiful if they'd said, "Dave, we need your help. Can you help us put Windows 11 on all these laptops?" Not to be though.
We're giving out new laptops or reconditioned laptops with a new build on for everybody. So it's like that. It's like literally. Putting a laptop in front of somebody, put your login details in, right, and then take it back, do all the updates, like make sure everything's working and give it back. And you know, half the time it's not going to be working fine, and you're like, oh, for fuck's sake. And every single one is a different issue. So some random weird thing that someone hasn't installed or updated or...
all that porn they've been watching has caused the fucking virus.
Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, there's just like so many different fail points. And if you do it like we did 20 people today with laptops. 10 of them, perfect, no problem. Literally, like, took an hour, started it, wait for it to go through, handed it over, everything's good. And then every single one of the ones that didn't work right was something different. And so you think you've fixed one issue because the issue appears to be the same thing on, like, three or four of them. You fix it, try that, fix on another one, and it doesn't work. And you're like, oh, for God's sake. I realize I like that fault finding and sort of discovery in a lot of IT, but like I definitely moved away from it for a reason because it annoys the hell out of me, but I like doing it, so I don't mind being roped into doing it as long as that's like not now my sole responsibility.
Yeah, dipping your toe back in is nice. Maybe not doing it 100% of the time.
That's about it really this week. Feeling crap and work. Normally I'd feel crap and I'd like smash games and just play games all day. Because playing games most of the time makes me feel better because I just ignore how my body.
Would you stream them when you're off sick?
Would I stream? Definitely not. No, no. Like, I don't know. Maybe. But I wasn't even up for playing games. I felt so crap. I just couldn't focus. I think I tried to play a little bit this week, but I just, yeah, like, I wasn't in it, so I didn't. So, yeah, that was my week.
All right. Pilch?
Oh, my turn. Okay. I'm still smashing it down at the gym 3 days a week.
Is your friend down there still?
Yes. so, yeah, it's going all right. I've up the weight on me sets and reps bit, and at the end of my gym session, I do a 2 kilometer row. And I started, it was taking me about 12 minutes. And now it takes me 8 minutes to do a 2 kilometer row. So I've now decided to do 2.5 kilometers. And then when I get down to 7 or 8 minutes of that, I shall just keep upping it. I haven't lost any weight at all.
Is it one of the fancy rowing machines where you like there's a screen in front of you and you've got to like row against other people or
row against the Germans or something?
You can set loads of different things. I just set it to just do 2 kilometers and I just keep an eye on the time and my
just the time,
pace
is it?
And such like.
Just the time. Just the time you're keeping an eye on, is it?
Yeah, just the time. Yeah, there's nothing else that I look at.
So what's your metric for measuring when you do what? You're doing 2 kilometers and you're aiming to take how long to do it?
Well, when I started, it was taking 12. I've been doing it for 5 weeks now. And now I've got it down to 8 minutes to do 2 kilometers.
Okay.
So there's no point in me just trying to get faster, otherwise I would just be doing like a 5 minute exercise. So I've now decided to do 2.5 kilometers.
Oh, so it's got
to take longer. So once I get that down to 8 minutes odd, I'll just keep upping the distance. So I'm still doing a certain amount of time. I could just see how far
do 10 minutes every time instead.
Yeah, but don't seem to be gaining then, do I? One day I might do a bit more, one day I might do a bit less, but at least I know it that no matter what the time is, I'm still doing the 2 or 2.5 kilometers. Because I could just smash through it and 10 minutes I might do, one day I might do 2 miles, one day I might do 3 miles. So I don't know what distance I'm traveling. So I want to keep the distance the same and just change the time sort of thing. But anyway, so that's good.
Can you make any changes to the rowing machine in terms of like the resistance or the...
I have it on, I just put it on the highest resistance.
Oh, okay.
It's got like a little wheel of like 1 to 10. So I just put it on 10.
Right.
And just pull away.
Yay.
I'll average about...
how many strokes can you get a minute?
42 strokes a minute. Depends on what's in front of me, Neil, that's the thing. Sometimes it don't last the whole 10 minutes, does it?
Never.
So, yeah, I haven't lost any weight, but I've definitely lost inches off my waist. So my body's obviously changing. I'm bulking up a bit more up top and losing it down the bottom, which is sort of
that sounds like a bad thing to me.
So that's that. My garage. Right, I've been doing various bits to my garage. I decided last week to, I'd boarded the garage so I could put stuff up in the lofty bit. But one of the sides, I didn't have a car in there, so I just had to make it easy to get to. I boarded one side, boarded the other side, and left a strip in the middle where I could get access to wherever I wanted to get, all from front to back of the loft. But now I've got to put a car in this garage. I thought I'll redo it all, and I'll just have one little, like a hatch, like you do in a loft. I'll have it at the side, so even though there's a car in the garage, I can still get up in the loft. And I think we discussed how I get into my little lofty bit by standing on top of a...
Yeah, we said that was very good.
A wobbly step ladder.
Yeah, well, guess what?
You fell off. It fell over while you was up there.
I thought I'd do it properly, so I went and got myself a little loft ladder.
Oh, I was hoping that he was going to say you were stuck in the loft for like 3 hours while you're waiting for somebody to come and pick the...
No, but I did fall off the top of the ladder.
Did you step on the no step spot?
No, I stepped on the handle spot. Because I actually, I actually climb up the ladder, stand on the top, like the,
wrong sort of bit.
Yeah, and then I stand on the handle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know what you mean now.
Well, I slipped and I managed to grab one of the rafters, but coming down my arm down the other side scraped all the way down the side of the rafter.
Yikes.
And I got a massive bruise, like literally from my armpit down to my elbow. So. Well, this is the thing. I was literally screwing in the last couple of screws.
Is that the guards are just like, you ain't getting away with it? Let's leave him to the last possible moment.
I had two screws to screw in on the ladder to attach it to the, you know, the top of the inside the loft. And I was about to come down, and then I thought, that's it. I don't have to use that no more. And I was going to pull the ladder down. And that's when I slipped.
Oh, geez. Mm. Do you think you dropped your guard for a second?
Possibly. Yeah, I was thinking excited. Yeah. I was just ready to shout Lisa to go, come and have a look at this ladder, Lisa. Now you can get out in the fucking loft. Than me. But no, that's how that was. But what did happen was about 5 minutes later, Lisa came out and said, something wrong with the tumble dryer. The new tumble dryer that we only bought. Turns out we bought it on the 9th of May.
3 months, is it?
The door has fell off the front of the fucking tumble dryer.
Jesus.
It's got a big hinge, like all the doors have got. Bloody great big metal plate, 2 whacking great big bolts in it.
All right.
So that swings open. No, not a problem. But the plastic part, you know, the front, the actual door has got 2 of these poxy little posi drive self-tapping screws in, screwed into plastic. So the plate's metal, lovely, big secure hinge, but it's screwed into plastic. So one of the screws has come out, and so only one screw's currently holding the door on. And because it's plastic, it's pulled all, it's, the hole is bigger than the fucking screw, isn't it? Because once one of them comes out.
Yeah, that's done, yeah.
Then it's not like a bit of wood where you can just keep winding the screw in and out. It's fucked. So the little screw is currently sitting on the side of the shelf. And at some point, I'm pretty sure someone will phone Samsung to ask them to come out and fit us a new door. Well, they can send, if they send the whole door,
they
on
better
the
replace
hinge,
that machine.
You can do it, right?
Yeah, that's what I'll tell them. I say, just send me the. I don't want just the plastic piece because I don't want to wind them screws in because I know what'll happen. I'll end up bloody pulling them out again. But if they sent me the door with the hinge on and I actually bolt the door to the machine. I can do that myself. That's not a problem.
Aren't you concerned this is going to be a problem again in like 5 months?
Well, I did Google it to see whether there was an issue with the doors, and there doesn't seem to be anything coming up. So,
who was hanging on the door? Who was like swinging?
Has your
on
dog
the door?
Found like Samsung?
I don't
with
your
know. Dogs?
I don't know how long it's been loose.
Was your dog annoyed that there was no remote control to chew?
No, the dog did not.
Run out of remotes. The fucking tumble dryer door's getting
He's
it.
Upped his game. He's upped his game. He's evolving.
So I don't know how long it had been loose. Because if I'd known, I could have just tucked it back up. But I think because it's been loose, it's been wobbling about and it's just literally ripped it out of the plastic. So. That's not the end of the world. We'll get it sorted. The only other thing you said about going in the office. Lisa actually went back to London for the first time since last March, just into the office.
Has she been back since?
No, just that one day. She hasn't been back since the lockdown started 18 months ago. So it's the first trip back into the office. That's not the story. The story is I was at work and so she was out all day as well. And it's the first time we've left the dogs alone since lockdown. And I'm pleased to say when I got home at 3 o'clock, apart from a little parcel that had been left on my back doormat, which we sort of expect because our little rescue dog, although she can go from 10 o'clock at night till 7 o'clock in the morning without making a mess. For some reason, she has a thing about pooping on the doormat in the kitchen. I don't know whether it's just something that was, perhaps that's what she did when she was.
We've all gone through that phase.
So I was expecting to come home after being out for 5 hours and the house be absolutely ripped to pieces. And pleasantly surprised that all I found was a little package on the back door. So
I hope you didn't come through the back door.
No, it's on the mat, on the door mat. So that was a pleasant surprise because we was expecting carnage. We was expecting cushions to be ripped to pieces and sofas to be chewed to bits or whatever. So
yeah, that's good.
So we won't be quite so apprehensive next time. We have to leave them.
Like little cameras set up around the house to keep an eye on them when you're not there.
No, because I think the missus might look at them and see what I'm doing.
Well, aren't you doing any fucking housework?
Is that Xbox on again, Pilch? No? Fuck, it is. I can see it for me.
I need to do the hoovering.
So there's some appliance news. Oh, I'm looking for a new Hoover, so that could be something in the future.
A Henry, you mean?
No, I don't like them Henrys.
I'm just can't go wrong with a Henry. Hoover. They're fucking indestructible.
Yeah, but you can't lag it up four flights of stairs.
You haven't got four flights of stairs.
We bought a Miele. It's very good.
We got one. What do you call a flight? What's a flight of stairs?
It's one set of stairs. You've got two sets of stairs, I'm assuming.
So just one up.
Yeah.
Well, it goes up, then there's a flat bit.
You've got a little turn. Up
the other way.
That's yeah. I call it a flight of stairs is how many floors you're going up.
Yeah. We've got the same as your same Pilch. We go up one flight, then we...
Turn.
Do, oh, no, it's two turns.
You got a little spiral.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got a square bit, ain't you? So you go up, you just turn.
No, we go up, we've got a square bit, we turn. Yeah. So we do two square bits. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you do it again to the next floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not lugging a fucking Henry up there.
You could just buy three Henrys.
Well, like I say, we do that hoovering in going up and down those stairs. Plus, we have the basement as well. We bought a Miele. And it's such a good vacuum. It's so good. It's just everything about it. I keep finding these little things about it. And I just go, that is an awesome little like maybe just once in a while I need to put the vacuum somewhere. Or I notice that I put it down or do something with it. And I just realize they've made a concession. Like they've just slightly altered the plastic some way so that it doesn't slip where you put it or do whatever. It's robust. It just works like a charm. You know, it's quality. It's just.
How much is a Miele?
What's that?
How much was your Miele cleaner?
I don't know. They're not cheap, but I think it's one of those things. I would never buy a cheap vacuum again. Like,
what do you call cheap?
Say, like when we first moved here, we bought one that was like, say, I don't know, $100, $120, right?
I bought my Henry for £100. That motherfucker is like an animal.
Just right.
Doesn't break.
Yeah.
It's going to fucking break now, obviously, but.
Right. But it's not. Yeah. Okay. Well, we don't have them here anyway. The Miele is like nice and sleek and looks pretty cool. And it has like a really good.
Do you keep it out on display then when you're not using it?
Yeah. We don't put it away.
Well, I bought a G-Tech Air Ram.
That's Air Ram now.
It's 4 years old. It's a cordless one. But it also come with the handheldy thing as well. So I do the stairs with the handheldy.
Okay.
And then the floors with the... But it's just the plastic's all... I've already replaced both the wheels on it. I've replaced the filters. The handle is now broke. The battery... Yeah.
Not sounded great.
To do... Well, it's like £40 for a new handle. Okay, I could buy a new handle for a £250 Hoover, but then it's the wheels are £10 each and they've already broke, but they've now updated the design of the wheel so the little bit of plastic doesn't snap off anymore, blah, blah, blah. But by the time I've bought all the bits for it and a new battery, because the battery used to do almost 3 complete Hoovers, but now it only does one and a bit. So every time I've hoovered once, I then have to put it on charge.
Right.
Have you noticed, though, it is, right? Everyone calls these things Hoovers. You can't actually buy a Hoover.
Right. Vacuum cleaner.
It's not a vacuum cleaner, actually. What it's a suction cleaner. There's no vacuum involved.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, my granddad and my dad both used to work for Electrolux.
So well, I'm on the lookout.
Really? It's not a
vacuum. There is no vacuum involved in a vacuum cleaner. It's a suction cleaner.
I'm Googling again.
Right, you can Google all you like. There is no vacuum involved.
No,
you could also call it a negative pressure cleaning device, but
I have had two very expensive Dysons in the past, and I'm definitely not going anywhere near them again. One caught fire. And the other one just, actually caught fire. And the other one just, every piece of plastic that was on it just snapped at, over the course of about 18 months. And then to the point where it had this fancy, the big extendable hose come out of the handle, and that just ended up getting holes in, and it was absolutely fucked.
So I've got a slight hole in my Henry hose, but it still fucking works.
Oh, hang on. He says it's indestructible. Now he's got a hole in his
hand. It still fucking works, though. I just put my hand over that bit and it still fucking works. It's great.
Oh, wow. Okay. What is this? The cheap knocked-off version of Henry for the...
trust me. You can't buy a Henry like I've got anymore because mine's like a high-power Henry.
I would rather have a George or a Henrietta.
You can get a Hetty, a pink one. Which is the same as Henry, but it's pink. The blue one's like, is that like a suck? Is like, that's the one that does wet, is it? Wet work.
Yeah.
It's like an assassin or something.
Yeah. A seal.
I think it's called George.
It's like a fucking twice as big as a Henry.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
You wouldn't want to fucking lug that up the stairs, I can assure you. Like, Henry can easily lug that fucker around the house, it's easy. I was doing the stairs today with my Henry.
Henry doesn't do the lugging, mate. You have to pull it around with the hose. Henry doesn't move around on his own.
The hose is well long. The lead is well long. Fucking, there's a reason every fucking cleaning company uses a Henry.
I think there's like houses that have like a vacuum, like hose set up.
No, it's not a vacuum. Suction.
Yeah.
It's
yes, exactly. Suction cleaner.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Set up for that, Dave, in this house. Yeah, but I choose not to use it. I've run all my internet cables through the...
Don't talk to me about internet cables. I got so excited yesterday.
Yeah. Do you want to go over that quickly?
No, I'm still disappointed. When I've got over it, I might.
So for anybody listening, the brief the brief was... Pilch was excited because he was told that he could replace his telephone cables in his house with a faceplate for network cabling, and then his house will be networked and he'll be able to run all his computers and Xboxes off it and everything. And me and Neil, through, I don't know, about 2 hours of various questions, realised, and Pilch had his mate, who also sort of helped him, realised it was a daisy chain of telephone cable, well, Cat5, cables running plate to plate, so you couldn't network it. I suppose you could plug in one thing, one side and one thing another. But like to actually have a proper network, it all needs to go back to a central sort of networking point.
It's a bit of a fucking ball ache, isn't it? It's almost like their network people get paid for something.
It's great if your house is set up with it. Because I lived in a flat that it had, each room had two network points in. It was only a two bedroom flat.
Each of your two rooms had two network cables.
Well, unfortunately,
that started to sound so impressive.
No, but it all went back to a cupboard that had a networking point in and everything. And I had Sky came in. That central point as well, and I could just have Sky multi room
without paying for the multi boxes.
For it, yeah, it was a proper.
It sounds a little shady. This does.
It was a brand new build, and they had that all in it.
Yeah, well, the reason they didn't do networking in hours at a time just because you needed the phone line as well.
Right.
But since then, we've all had fiber to premises. So
yeah, all don't have, you have a digital phone line.
All the, yes, which you plug into your router. All the new houses since they've come round and done fiber to premises to everybody have got full networked houses. You put your router in the under the stairs, plug one wire in, and that wire goes into a switch which has got about 20 things coming off of it going to every single room.
Mm-hmm.
But when our house was built 3 years ago, they hadn't put the fibre to premises in, so they didn't bother to put the network cables in.
Is it only 3 years old, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
That's annoying, isn't it?
You missed out on that. That's a shame.
Oh, well, when are you moving, then?
Yeah, well, I did consider it, but then I realised it was going to cost me $30,000. And I could probably pay someone to come and put a network system in.
Yeah, probably less than that, yeah.
just get some Wi-Fi, what's it called?
Nodes. I've got all that shit.
Have a mesh.
I've got all that shit, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just run a cable from you for whatever you need to.
Yeah. If the walls weren't lovely and pristine and perfectly smooth, I wouldn't. I'd just rip the walls out and put the cable.
You need
in
to
yourself.
Train your dogs to like rip up walls instead of eating TV controllers instead, and you'll be fine. You're just like, fuck it. The dogs had a go at it. You can put a network socket there now.
Yeah.
The only other thing is you might be able to use it's not power over Ethernet, it's the power line adapters.
No, they don't work because we've got so much cabling around the house that it goes, it's literally like miles of it.
Oh, right, okay. There's too much interference.
So, they don't work. I had them when I first moved here because I used them in the old house. They worked perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
But there is so much cabling in this house because all the TVs, every room's got a TV plug. Every room's got a cable plug. Every room's got two phone plugs. There's so much wiring. Every room's got like six double sockets in.
Right.
Plug sockets.
And like your entire house is a fucking Faraday cage.
Yeah, it literally.
That's why your Wi-Fi shit.
Yeah, it is. And we've got, it's a proper solid built house as well. There's no stud walling or nothing. It's all brick walls. Even internal walls are brick.
Right.
Well, even upstairs.
So, just the four, like, because we've got three external walls.
Mm.
So it's only the internal, there's only like two internal walls in the whole house that are stud because the rest of it's holding the house up.
Yeah.
Mm. So, yeah, it's only like in between one bedroom and a bathroom where it's a stud wall. Everything else is brick. So, yeah, so not brilliant. Anyway, that's exciting stuff. Let's move on to what we've been playing.
Right.
Where's Fraser gone?
He's probably gone for a piss, hasn't he?
He's gone for... wait till he comes back and we start this conversation again.
Yeah, well, he's gone for a pee, if anyone wants to know.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Says it. That's what he says in the chat.
Oh, I'm not looking in the chat.
He weren't here and he wasn't saying anything. I had to have a look. I might as well go and get a beer then.
Mm. Go on then. We can wait. What should we talk about, Dave? Come on.
Have
you gone as well? Oh, right.
No, I'm here. No.
He's vaping. He's vaping out his back door.
I was thinking about that, actually.
But I'm the only one paying attention.
No,
I haven't gone for a beer. I'm hoping my wife turns up soon. She can go and get me one.
Wife.
My wife.
I just disappeared for a pee. I've come back to Borat impressions.
Oh, I got. I could just give you a quick little.
It's all right. We told everyone you've gone for a piss.
Yeah. Talking of piss, I went into work this evening to find out that the drains had flooded.
Ooh.
And someone had trod in human excrement and then proceeded to wander around the canteen, spreading it pretty much liberally throughout.
Is this in the staff area?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
That's gross.
Oh, the customers were bad.
I went and had me
sandwich. Oh, they're nothing compared to the staff.
I went and had me sandwich in one of the little, in the training room. So get out of the fucking way. I thought, I'm not going in there. So there you go. Lovely little story.
inside
I'm
retail.
I'm so glad I came back. Right. All right. Any more excrement stories?
Excrement.
Let's move on then to what we've been playing. We need to change this around. Let's go backwards in order then. Pilch, you're up first.
All right. I'll carry on the theme of excrement here. Because I've been playing a lot of shit. I haven't listed them on here, but everything that come on Game Pass this week is absolute toss. So don't bother with that. Okay. The Procession to Calvary. Have any of you seen this? It was on Game Pass a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I have not even heard of this.
Procession. This is a view of Calvary.
Calvary, okay.
You are going to love this, Fraser.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like Monty Python?
Yeah.
Right, it's basically Monty Python, the animated parts of Monty Python. It is.
Oh, I did see
hilarious.
This.
Hilarious.
Oh, this is worth a go then, is it?
So it is good,
though. Oh, God, yes. Yes.
Okay, all right.
It is so funny. It's just ridiculous.
Okay,
basically,
all right.
The scenery is Renaissance paintings, famous paintings, and this character is proceeding through to do his whatever her task is, and is interacting with the characters in the paintings. It is so funny. I'm not going to actually tell you any more about it because just play it for half hour and see what you think. If you're not laughing by the first, no, I don't know how long it is, but I've played it for a good couple of hours.
I need a game to stream this weekend. Should I do that? I'll do that one then.
There's a lot of reading.
So,
can't read, can he?
Not a lot of reading, but if you want to convey to your viewers what's to sort of interact, then you're going to have to read it as you're going along to them.
I fucking can read, Neil.
Can you?
But yeah, it is so good.
It's only 2.5 hours.
I don't know how far I've got then.
Oh, that's doable in one go.
There's lots of little bits in it where you're going backwards and forwards to. You don't have to do it, but there's one bit where this guy says about his feet. He wants to see the doctor because there's something wrong with his feet. And then if you go looking for it, you actually find him a pair of socks. So you can then go back and just give him the socks for no other reason than you've found some socks. So you don't have to do it, but you think, I'll just go back and see what the dialogue opens up because you've given him the socks. Right. That's another one. It's so fun. It's literally Monty Python. It is absolutely hilarious.
I'm going to get baked then and play that.
So that is good. Now, we've got our resident evil expert here, so I need to ask you a question, Fraser.
Mm-hmm.
I played the Resident Evil 3 demo. It's been on there for...
This is the remake, is it?
Yes. First of all, it looks fucking gorgeous. I don't know how old it is, because I don't know how long this demo has been sat on Xbox, but I just saw it and thought, I'll give that a go. Right, my question is, the game starts, you have to go to, because it's in the city, Raccoon City, isn't it?
I don't know.
Is the game, have you not?
I don't.
This one's more.
I'm not sure. I think I played 2. I don't think I played 3.
You must have played the original version.
I can't remember.
You must have played it all.
This one is more exploring in the city and in buildings and down alleys and such like. So my question was going to be, is it all like this, or do you end up getting stuck in a house where you have to do stupid puzzles? But if you haven't played it, then you don't know. Because if it's all like this, I might actually buy it. I think I saw it for about 12.
It's on sale, is it? Because I know there are loads of them on sale on Steam.
It's on sale till tomorrow.
Mm.
So which I needed the expert to tell me. Because if it's just pissing about in a house...
I don't think people rate 3 as much as 2, as the remakes go.
Well, I didn't... Although I did complete 1 and 2 the first time round, I don't actually like them that much. So if this one is different and it's more action-y, then I think I'm going to buy it because I played the demo. It only lasted about half an hour, but it was really good. So
it's 67% off on Steam right now.
Yeah, all of the Resident Evil games are on sale on Steam.
And it looks gorgeous. It looks absolutely... And it's not even a... it's got HDR, I think, but it's not... it's still only an Xbox game. It's not a Series X game. But it still looks good. It wasn't clunky like Resident Evil normally is. It was a lot of... I was constantly running out of bullets from my gun. But if you do a little bit of exploring, you can find more bullets lying around. Although, the usual thing, you have 5 bullets in your gun. It takes 4 bullets to kill a zombie. You then find some bullets, another 5 bullets, and it takes you another 3 bullets to kill the zombie on the way out. So do you actually gain anything by going and looking for the bullets? But
is there any way...
Any what, sorry?
Hello, can you hear me? Is my mic cracking up again?
Okay.
It went Skypey, that's all.
All right.
You said, is there any way to...
Yeah, is there any way to sort of like kick the zombies or knock them down before...
Or knife them.
...pull it in the head?
Well, I had a knife, but every time I tried to knife, I did the knife action. They just grabbed over my neck and started biting me, so I'm not entirely sure what I was doing wrong.
Seems a bit pointless.
It might be worth just seeing if, just checking maybe somebody's walkthrough and just seeing if they have a little thing that they do, which like, even if you might not know it, but even if it's like a sidestep, knife them once.
Yeah, a dodge roll in one of the games that was introduced.
Yeah, there is a sidestep in it. She just sort of ducks a little, does a little weave. So there is a sidestep. So whether you have to sidestep and then hit them, I don't know.
Yeah, but, I think one of the ones I think that was quite common in 5 was like, don't necessarily keep trying to shoot them in the head, but shoot them in the knee.
And then drop them first,
and then you can kick them or whatever.
Because you don't necessarily have to kill them all as you work your way through.
You just have to avoid
it. You can just get past them. But then this fucking great big thing turned up with a big tongue. And that wiped me out. I couldn't get away from it, and I didn't know why. But then when it actually killed me, that was the end of the demo. So I think it was just...
Yeah, that was the end of the demo.
Yeah, this is the point. Yeah, you're not going no further than this, mate, because you ain't going to beat me, sort of thing. But yeah, really good. So that's 2 good games. This is very positive, isn't it?
It is. This is shocking. I feel like it's going to go downhill at some point.
I played Metal Gear Solid 5. I don't know why, because... The first time I played it, if anyone's played it before, I gave up before I even got out of the hospital because I was bored to tears. This time, after 2 hours of cutscenes, I got out of the hospital and got into the open world. And I was bored to tears. I got on a horse and went to this little area, sneak around and take out people. And I'm thinking, oh, I love this because I played all of Sniper Elite and I enjoyed every minute of it and blah, blah, blah. I'm wandering about I'm shooting people or taking them out, and then someone appears with it 2 foot behind me. You fucking weren't there when I creep round. And then they alert everybody, and it all shit hits the fan, and off you go. So, and I thought, this can't be right. So I thought I'd cleared the area. It said I'd cleared the area. I went upstairs into the little building and found what I was going to look for, some paperwork for some like intel. Then all of a sudden I turned around and there's another bloke standing in the doorway that I had just come up the stairs, and he killed me. And that's when I thought, oh, I've had enough of this. Turned it off.
Yeah.
Didn't like it at all. And everyone says, you know, once you get into it and you get quiet and you get all this stuff and you start footing on them out or the whatever, it's brilliant. But
yeah,
that's my second attempt, and I'm not gonna.
Yeah, if it's not baiting, it's not baiting. It does require a few hours graph to get there. But even then, there's no guarantee that gameplay is going to be for you. Yeah.
Did look good.
You're not far though. There's a bit that comes. I know.
I had to go and save. I had to go and rescue matey at the start.
Yeah.
And before I could go there, I had to go to a couple of areas just to get some more details about it.
Yeah.
So I cleared a couple of little sort of camps and bits and pieces, but I just kept getting absolutely annihilated as soon as I thought I'd cleared an area, and then something else appeared.
What about knocking the old difficulty down?
I couldn't see where I could.
I'm pretty sure you can, or whether you have to start a new save. If you have to start a new save, that's bollocks, but...
Yeah, I'm not doing that fucking cutscenes prologue.
I played a bit of this.
That is so annoying.
Interested in playing some co-op potentially, but... Yeah, I went through that hospital section. It's like it's trying to piss you off while you're playing. It's like
2 hours. 2 hours it took me. And then you get out and you get in a vehicle and then you're still fucking in the prologue. I think, Jesus Christ, I'm out now. Then a bloke turns up in a horse and takes you away. You're still in the fucking prologue. And then it starts.
Don't you have to battle a giant whale or something in there? I can't even remember at the start of that. Is there a whale?
Something like that, that's the guy picks you up in the horse, doesn't he, and puts you on the back of the horse and says, let's get the fuck out of here.
I think that's basically where I stopped playing recently.
And that's when it goes into open world.
Well, being chased by some guy who was on fire all the time.
Yeah, chasing you on a horse. You're on a horse, he's on a horse, everyone's on a fucking horse. And then once you clear that bit, that's when
bit relate to anything that's gone on before? Because I haven't played all the stuff that's gone on before, and I was just like, what the fuck is going on here?
Not really. I don't think so. I mean, I think that's more introduction of the protagonists for the...
And then there's another 15-minute cutscene going through how he builds himself back up to be... be healthy and fit and ready for action. So that
why
was
do
that,
what I couldn't get my head around was like, why does it make you create a character? I was like,
I know. And then,
what was the point of this? I don't understand. It doesn't look like what I created.
No, it does have relevance to the story.
Right? Okay.
Does it? Okay. Anyway, I'm done. I won't be playing it again. I've had two attempts and it hasn't. I've wasted a good 5 hours on the game. I actually
played about 20 minutes worth of gameplay.
And as I've said, I have played a lot of shit and dabbled in just not really worth talking. I mean, I played the latest FIFA. I installed that and played a game of that.
Did you hate FIFA?
I didn't hate it, but it's FIFA, isn't it? It doesn't seem to do anything.
Designed to make you spend money. That's what that is.
Well, I did I tried that Ultimate Team thing. I did not have a fucking clue what was going on.
Yeah, they've added so many mechanics to basically make you lose all of your players and spend more money to get more players.
So that went. I played R-Type 2. They've just brought out another, a newer, but same game.
Is that
game,
on Game Pass?
No,
Game Pass.
No, it was just a demo.
Oh, okay.
They wanted me to spend £37 on a game what? That I bought 8 times. Oh, it looks fucking gorgeous. When it's in Game Pass or it's a tenner, I'll buy it because I do love R-Type. But I've got R-Type 2 about 8 times already.
Now, can you finish them games though?
Yeah, I always finish them. I can
how
do a six.
How do you do that though? No. You like a cheat mode that you can put loads of fucking lives in or something?
The original R-Type, I can play that through in one sitting with 3 lives.
I think I had that on my Commodore 64.
It was on SNES when I first started playing it. But yeah, I can play that straight through without losing. No, I could lose 3 lives. But I just know where to go. It's all about positioning. You've got to be in the right place at the right time. It doesn't really matter whether you're shooting things or not, as long as you're avoiding things in that game. That's it. I'll let someone else go. I've had enough time, I think.
Dave, what you got for us?
So I did play a little bit of the New World, Amazon's MMO. They did start the server transfers for same region transfers for characters. Then they quickly stopped it because they realised there was a...
Yeah, well, there's some exploits going on.
Yeah, there was some invalid character save states, and then they could basically transfer gold out of their character but not have any gold leave their character. So they were like just giving gold to everybody that they knew, and it just turns a big shit show. So they've stopped that. I did put a post upon the our Discord about New World when I was just about going to post another one saying that, okay, right, everybody in Europe or Europe Central, you know, go onto this server, or I think was it Mechanics? The Real Defoe said he's created one on US East, and sort of I was gonna start sort of doing that, and then Amazon was like, no, not doing it at the moment. All transfers have halted. We're looking into this bug. So okay, right. I think the looking at the numbers of people, it was a very high uptake of people. Well, because they had loads of problems with the server capacity. But now I can definitely see, even on my friends list, that people are not playing it as much. So hopefully, you know, once they actually get these server transfers down and things get a bit more stable, people start going back to it a bit more. Because it's still a good game. I still enjoy it. I think there's been some real lessons learned from the team about how to deploy and maintain a new MMO in this space. It's funny that they haven't actually learned lessons from
every MMO. Fucking MMO that's gone before, yeah.
Is there any reason why they couldn't or wouldn't put this on console?
No, there's no reason why I couldn't put it on console. I suspect that's something down the line that they're going to do.
I think it'll be a PS5/series. I don't see it going on older versions.
Yeah. I don't know. To be honest, it looks all right, you know, but to turn down the graphics and whatever, it's not that bad. It's just
there's a lot of all these games, MMOs, it's just there's so much stuff that needs to happen on the servers and shit, so...
Well, you'd think, wouldn't you? But it's starting to be discovered that a lot of the especially with this gold duplication bug, it's actually client-side that looks after a lot of the...
I've been reading something about fucking just horrendous lag with them when they get a load of people together. It's just awful.
Yeah. Some of the big war zones are 60 player, 30 on 30. So, like, I'm not actually up to level to do them yet, but I've been watching videos and stuff, and yeah, it looks pretty good. With people playing their characters, you know, whether they're ranged or and if it's actually coordinated, it's really good in how to sort of attack and play these things. But it's again, it's Amazon. Why can't they just?
Well, little companies like that, you know, they haven't got much money and they haven't got much, you know, servers, have they?
It's weird. It is weird. So, but yeah, like some of these things hopefully get ironed out, and then, you know,
that's when once they get it sorted, that's when the microtransactions will come in.
Oh god, yeah. I think there is already microtransactions. You can buy. Yeah, you can buy skins for your armor and stuff.
Skins is fine. I'm just when you can buy current in-game currency, that's when it starts to go a bit down the.
You go into a store and then order your shopping.
Beat this boss and we'll send you some Brita cartridges.
So yeah, that's it. I have actually I haven't put it in the show notes, but I'll talk about it quickly. While I wasn't feeling very well, I very much went down the Twitch route and watching other people play games. And there was a game that I was watching for a few days that took I'd seen before, and I've actually seen that Fraser's played this already. That I looked really interesting. I'd quite like to do it on the Extra Life. Euro Truck Sim 2.
Well, I've got this as well.
Okay.
Can you do a convoy?
Yes. They've released an update that multiplayer convoys and mods are all compatible now.
Can I be Rubber Duck?
But yeah, so I was like, oh, okay. There wasn't a sale on Steam, but there is other websites that you can buy Steam keys from. Purchased, and I haven't actually played it yet. I booted it up for the first time today, and checked my Xbox controller works with it, and it does. And yeah, it looks really interesting, actually, as a simulation.
Is there a massive queue getting out of the UK? Like waiting for fucking Dover or something?
I'm not sure if it's simulated down to that, but yeah, it's I've had a look. I've had a look through some of the workshop, the things, and I've added a what have I added? I've added a few a few mod packs. There's a mega mod pack with some different trailers and skins. A bit of the in-cap.
Can you have an Eddie Stobart, Laurie? That's what I want to know.
I'm pretty sure you can.
It's got to be on it. It's got to be in there.
Let's have a look. Tandem Eddie Stobart skins. Yeah, straight away.
There's probably thousands of them in there.
Yeah. Let's have a look. Doesn't give me a number.
I think I've definitely got Euro Truck, and I think I've got a key for American Truck Simulator as well on my Humble account, which I haven't used.
I really liked it. It was like I was watching a few people play it, and you know, they're following all the rules, like the
laws, traffic lights,
and traffic lights. Yeah, and you know, people.
You get arrested.
Stuff. And you don't get arrested. No, you just get fined for speeding.
Come off your rewards.
Yeah, like you get paid for jobs that you complete, and you get paid in mileage. So like you pick up jobs, I don't know, Portsmouth to Birmingham, and you get paid per mile. And depending on the cargo type or the time of day.
Can you deliver petrol? It's a couple of weeks old, that joke, obviously.
but yeah, like you can pick up different types of cargo, so you can have liquid cargo or high value cargo or heavy machinery cargo, and all these different things affects the price of your deliveries. So And I think the aim of the game, sort of the end game, is you get you buy the you know to start off with you work for a company and you get paid a certain amount and get bonuses for these deliveries. Then you buy your own truck and you start doing the deliveries yourself. And then you start to get up a fleet of trucks and hire workers and train them to do different types of jobs. But these jobs take you all over Europe. I've got the Going East DLC, which is more European countries, further east than Europe. And then there is, looking at the actual DLC store for Euro Truck, there's hundreds of different things, different DLCs that you could, well, I'm not sure hundreds, there's lots of different DLCs.
There's loads of stuff on like Steam Workshop and
but the Steam Workshop, yeah, that's mega. And apparently there is quite a big multiplayer, like a single server where tens or hundreds of people go on and just go around driving trucks, and most of the time just start smashing into each other.
There have to be servers where they're taking it seriously, though. And
yeah. So, you know, I don't think I'll go down that route, but like,
never say never.
Yeah.
Don't forget, we lost Sean, who became. Yeah. What game did he go off and play?
GTA 5. It was the real
role play.
What was
his character he became?
Randy Andy.
There's video of that on YouTube of him being Randy Andy. So never say never.
But yeah, it was.
Don't watch that at work, though, eh?
No. But yeah, it was. So I watched quite a lot of it. I got inspired. I wanted to play it. So I bought it and I thought, actually, it might be quite a good one for Extra Life. Depends. I don't know. I'll have to see if that gets a.
I could be up for some of that out. For Extra Life for sure. I own it? Did you say
you do own it? Yes. You let's have a look. You were definitely in my friends of Fraser Moo. 2.5 hours you've played.
Well, it must have been good. I'm sure I've got it.
I think actually maybe one of the problems I had with that was back on my old PC. It wasn't this PC. It was my first gaming PC. Couldn't run some stuff very well.
Mm.
Okay. Good. That you good, Dave?
Yes. Before I go, I've literally just remembered one other one that I did play. But I put down quite quickly. Farm Sim 19. Farming Simulator 19. I think I had it on Epic. I think it was a free one on Epic. It was another one. I wasn't feeling very well. I was like, I'm on the computer. I want to do something. I thought, I'll just drive around in a tractor for a bit.
Did you grow any crops?
I grew some crops. I purchased loads of incorrect things that I was supposed to put on my tractor that didn't fit, and got fed up with it and put it down because I wasn't feeling very well. I'm sure it's actually a really good game.
I think they are generally pretty highly rated.
Yeah.
You can multiplayer those, can't you? I think you can multiplayer Farm Sim, so you can have like a combine harvester driver and like a tractor driver picking up all of the shit from the combine harvester and all that sort of stuff.
I think that's on Game Pass.
I think it is. Yeah, one of them is. Yeah,
I'm eyeing these games. Like, I'm not lying when I say this. This is deadly serious. I literally now am eyeing up those games. That those are the games I'll be playing in a few years. Like, I can't keep this.
You need to be buying a steering wheel and some pedals. Yeah, I think
I do. No, but not necessarily. Like somebody,
it would just be using his actual Jaguar by the time it fucking comes around, because that'll be all it's good for.
Yeah, that's one thing I could do at the end. Is just make myself a rig. But I just think like there's plenty of time to play these games later, like when I really have arthritis and shit and can't really play the games I want to play, or I'm so
How many years are you thinking?
Not long, mate, I tell you. It can't be long.
Yeah, your eyesight start going, and you know, your reactions are not up to what they once used to be. No, you're hanging in there with your fingertips.
And well phrased, really, considering.
It's gonna be soon.
But yeah, that's it. That was my week of playing games. I'm gonna put that on here as well.
All right. Well, for me, it's been the same as usual. Valorant, too much Valorant this week. I've having to do the dailies, like I've said before. I'm doing both mine and my daughter's dailies. So there's been a couple of days where it's been like really tough to squeeze them in and get them done. So that pissed me off because there's nothing worse than trying to play these games when you don't want to really play them. But saying that, the last couple of days I've really enjoyed it. So Valorant's been great. And then Metal Gear Survive. I played a bit more of that on the weekend, last weekend, but I've cooled off big time. I think I got to a major, huge milestone in the campaign. And I feel like it's almost going to be rinse, repeat. So I might finish with that. It's very possible.
End it on a high,
Exactly. I'm not walking away and thinking that was crap. I've got my money's worth out of it, no doubt about that. So we'll see.
There's no opportunity to, like, the multiplayer aspect is not lived up to potential.
The multiplayer aspect definitely didn't live up to the potential, and I've got a feeling as well that the campaign is going to be rinse repeat stuff. Like, the whole premise of the game is surviving these zombie horde modes, and
there's only so much that you can do.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it, but I don't know. You've got to grind through to get the better stuff, and then you have to work to build the stuff and have the materials and all that. And so I don't know, like any game, it requires the hours, but I think it's too repetitive. I think Metal Gear Solid 5 itself suffers from that. So I'm not saying that on another day I wouldn't be up for it, but I'll have moved on. I'll already be eyeing up the Procession to Calvary as one of the next things I'm going to play. And then Euro Truck Simulator, get that loaded. You don't think I'll get Euro Truck Simulator? If there's the opportunity to play something like Euro Truck with you guys, I'll play it.
Mm.
I'm not going to load it up to play on my own. That's not going to happen.
I think I've got a game that I've played that you should play. So.
Okay, good. I'm open. It's not Dark Souls 3, though, is it?
Well, you should play that anyway, Dark Souls. But it's right. Not that.
Well, I have nothing else to add, so you can carry. That'll segue to you then. Whatever.
So, yeah. I have finished a playthrough of Dark Souls 3 in the last week.
Well done. You had credits roll, so
I did. So yeah, there was a version, an ending. There are multiple endings to that game. I can't go back and like get another ending because it's of constantly auto saving. So if I want another ending, I've got to do the whole thing again. But.
Well,
that's what YouTube's for, mate.
Genuinely, Neil, I say congratulations.
Well, don't hold on to your congratulations because.
Oh no.
To finish the game, I did something that I hadn't done beforehand. Is that I summoned some actual people, assistants, because I got to the point where I didn't think I was going to be able to do it. And I was very close to just going, fuck this, I can't be bothered.
I think you were saying it was on the last boss or something, or second.
Yeah, I was literally on the last. I think it was the second last essential boss.
Yeah.
That I'd got to. And it was just. I was like, I know I could do this. I need to, like. You burn an ember, basically, and you get, like, extra health, and you can then summon other characters in, or, like, be invaded and all that sort of shit. And I was trying to do it without being embered, and I was getting like the technique down to like finished this guy was the Twin Princes, which I'd got to. And I could get through the first phase of the battle, and then I just kept fucking up the second phase. It was just like, oh. So I decided, you know what I'm going to do? I was summoning in an AI character, but like I'd said that before, like last week, I think, and it just kept dying at the inappropriate moment. I was like, that's not helpful. You're dead now, and all the focus is on me, and I really need you to be alive now. So what I did was I went back online and summoned an actual person. And the battle was done within about 30 seconds. And I was like, that was a little bit anticlimactic after all of that. And
so why was it done so quickly? Was it
because it was just like, because like they obviously, the people who were there, like you put a sign down to say you're available to help other people.
Right.
And then if someone then summons you, then you turn up. I did it the wrong way around initially. I went, I'm going to put this thing down, and then someone summoned me. And I was like, oh, no, this isn't quite right.
Oh, my
this isn't...
God. Can you imagine how disappointed they were?
Well, funny enough, the matchmaking failed, and I didn't actually get to disappoint anyone. So I was like, whew, that was quite lucky. Yeah, lucky for them. But so it was weird. It was a weird sensation because, like, I got to the very last boss after that, which is very, very shortly after what I'd done. And I did it a few times. And I was just like, you know, fuck it. I just want this done. And I got the... And I summoned another actual person. It was just like... You kind of like... One person is like the aggro of the boss and their focus is on them. And like you can kind of just basically take it in turns to aggro. And when the focus is on you, you just like kind of avoid. And the other person could come in and like fucking deal all the damage. And it just makes it so easy compared to doing it on your own. It's like, if I'd have done this on every boss, I would never have been frustrated at all. It was just so easy. But trying to take on the bosses on your own, you need to be, like, fucking on it. And like,
how do you ultimately feel about this?
I do not regret any of it. But at the end of the day, it was slightly hollow feeling at the end of it going, yeah, I kind of wish I'd just fucking styled it out and just got it done on my own. But at the same time, I'm not sure I ever would have done it on my own.
Yeah, it's almost like you finished it, but did you complete it?
Yeah, it's like, but I could just go through the whole thing again from where I am now. I can maintain my power level and just go new game plus. And you can play it through like 3 or 4 times, I think. There's like a new game plus, and then a new game plus plus, and you continue like where you are, like power level wise. And like the rewards for beating the bosses are more, but I don't know how much harder they are. Like going back to like that first boss that I fucking failed at for about 2 hours solid on stream. I don't know how hard that would be. Going back at the same level I am now on a new game plus, I don't know. I haven't done it yet, but I might go back and have a go. And see what it's like. Because the second time around, it'll probably be a lot easier. But and you get better rewards, and you can, because every time you beat one of the big bosses, you can like transpose their soul into a weapon. So and there's usually 2 versions of the weapon that you can do each time. So obviously you have to play it at least twice through to get all of the potential weapons, plus all of those weapons that you can or could get. Well, they might not always be weapons. There might be spells and shit like that. And you have to have certain, like, either strength or, like, wisdom. What's you call it? Not wisdom. Strength, like, intelligence and faith and all these different, like, stats that you might need certain levels of to be able to use any of that stuff. But, I mean, I fucking seriously rate it as one of the, like, mechanically the best games and, like... Probably one of the best games I've ever played, but it's fucking super hard. Just do it all on your own. But at the same time, when you call it, like, I'm definitely, if anyone else ever wants to play these games on Steam, I'm definitely up for helping out. Despite the fact I would have been shit. I don't think I would have been shit. If there's 2 people that are actually people, like I said, you can kind of almost take it in turns to, like, become the focus of attention for the boss. So you can, like, give people a breather. And get them, they can heal up while you're like the aggro and all that sort of stuff. So I think it's definitely got some of the most epic battles I've ever had against an AI and all that sort of stuff. And it's not really thematically my type of thing, like that sort of medieval fantasy type thing. Like I've never really got on with Skyrim or Elder Scrolls or anything like that, or Dragon Age or anything like that. But like the mechanics and the stuff of Dark Souls is definitely just really sucked me in, and I was well into it.
Do you think that because Dark Souls is like that? I mean, Bloodborne's not really that much different, is it? It's a little bit not quite as ancient-y, but it's that dark sort of thing. Do you think they could make like a future version where you're fighting robots and shit like that?
I think there is versions of this game. Like the Surge is like a sort of robot version. It's not made by the same people. But it's definitely a Souls-like, or whatever they sort of call it. But I didn't get on with that, really. I don't think it's got all of... Like, the thing that makes this is, like, the whole online part of it. It's just, like... There's still, like... This game's fucking 5 years old. Dark Souls 3 is 5 years old. And there's still people playing it. Like I say, I didn't have any problem summoning someone to help me. And it's a five-year-old game. So there's still fucking, like... I don't know how many people playing this game.
Right.
So... It's a quality game, and like I said, if anyone does end up playing it on Steam, I'd definitely be up to be like, I've got it installed, I won't uninstall it. I might go and play through No Game Plus, but if anyone else playing it, give me a shout and I'll come and help you out. You can put a password in and we can like team up or whatever. I'm definitely up for doing that with people. I haven't bothered about the PvP side of it, it's just get me ass kicked. But it's a game. I think if you're a gamer, inverted commas, then you definitely should have a crack at one of these games at some point. Preferably play it on in 60 frames per second or whatever. I wouldn't recommend playing it on like an Xbox One or a PS4. Like Bloodborne is really highly rated, but going back to like 30 frames per second games and stuff like that, it's a bit snobby, but it just does not feel good compared to playing it at 60. Especially this type of game. But yeah.
Yeah, it's a game so built on timing.
Yes. I guess the like Bloodborne was built with that in mind. So
yeah, it's probably... I was just trying to think. I played Bloodborne on the PS4.
Yeah.
I think. But I can't remember. Or was it the PS3?
No, it was definitely PS4.
Wasn't it both?
I'm sure Bloodborne was PS4. Dark Souls was on. PS3.
I can't remember whether it ran at 30 or 60.
I'm sure I've got it on. It's only on PS4, I'm sure. Dark Blood Bowl. But it's definitely 33 FPS. And you can notice it. It's noticeably like less good. Like I played Dark Souls 3 on on PC and then went back to it. I was like, nope. So yeah. Maybe Bloodborne will come to PC at some point, but
yeah, it's only on the PlayStation 4. They've
got
somewhere else that would sell bucket loads.
It would. So like people have just been hankering for it. Like look at if it came out on PS5 it would go mental, but as mental as you can on a PS5, however many there are. But yeah, if it came to PC it would sell an absolute shit ton, but so I don't understand why they haven't done it already, but there you go. Slightly hollow feeling to finish it in the way manner I finished it, but I can see it. Honestly, I don't know if I would have. It was really starting to drive me a little bit mental. But yeah, it was like I say, just a weird feeling to have finished it, and knowing that there's so many potential different endings as well. I'm like, I feel like I might have to play through that again. So we'll see. But moving on, I played a bit more Circuit Superstars. I like it, but it's not taken over my life like Dark Souls did. So I just chip in there every now and again, do a few races. It's a nice distraction from things that are going on or whatever.
A pick up and play.
Yeah, exactly. It's nice and easy to just like 15 quid game or whatever. So not expensive. Plenty of stuff to do in there. It, whatever mood takes you, if you're liking a bit of a, fancy a bit of a race, you can just usually find something. Might fancy a rally. There's a rally in on there, and there's like whatever, truck racing and fucking all sorts on there. So yeah, I quite like it. But I'll be dipping in and out of it, no doubt, over the next day. I think they updated the weeklies. Was it today or yesterday? Whatever day. So there's all like new weekly challenges, like weekly. They have three weekly.
Weekly events.
Right. So it'll be like a different style of racing and a specific track every week. So there's three versions. So I haven't been on this week since they've updated, and you get leaderboards and all that shit for that. And it's the cross-platform leaderboard, so it will show you if it's Xbox or Steam. So that works. Then I played a demo yesterday of a game called Fights in Tight Spaces. I've tried very hard to make sure I said that correctly. And this is essentially a card battling game. However, the action plays out in like an isometric, stylized 3D sort of, you know, super hot. It's like black and white and like red.
Yeah.
So it's similar. It's like that's. It's very simple graphically, color wise. So you like on an isometric, like sort of the arena is like white on grey. So the outlines are all grey and mostly it's white. And then you've got like you are a black 3D character. And then the enemies are like red or varying shades of red from what I've experienced so far. And then you'll have like a load of cards that appear at the bottom of the screen to carry out moves, which are, you know, it's like a fight. So you'll have like a kick. So it'll be like a quick kick that will do so much damage, and you'll be able to move so far in one direction. And then there'll be like a, you can like duck past someone as a move, and each move obviously costs a certain amount of points. It's typical card game type, card battler type mechanics. So you'll have a certain.
But the graphics are just a visual representation of what's your.
Of what you're doing, yeah. So basically, you have like all these cards, you play a card, you do the move, and then after you've run out of points, the enemy do all their moves, and like, you know, as it goes on until A, you win, or B, you get your ass kicked. Mm. And then at the end of the fight, you can replay what happened without all the play, cards being played, and watch like the fight play out. And it's pretty fucking cool, I've got to be honest. I only played the demo. It's on sale for 10% off at the minute. I think it's still in early access on PC.
It's on like Steam. The prologue's been out for the whole year.
Yeah, and I think you can now buy early access to. So it's not finished, but there's a fair bit. I think there's a good few. They said there's something like 40 hours worth of gameplay there, because it's a bit like. I'm guessing you probably won't finish it on the first playthrough. So the card dynamic, I don't know how. If you build a deck, like, so you know how Slay the Spire, you kind of get to know your deck and you know when the cards are likely to come round and stuff like that, whether it's similar. I haven't really experienced enough. I've literally played one playthrough of the demo. I was like, this is pretty cool. Like, aesthetically and the way you play the game, whatever that is, the word that escapes me at the moment. Technically, like, the actual way you play the game is quite cool. And, like, say, loads of, you keep getting new cards, and you get to certain points in your run through, you'll be able to upgrade cards. It's got all this typical, like, very similar to Slay the Spire. You've got all the mechanics in there. That's the word I was looking for earlier, mechanics, about how you play a card battler. But it's a very cool spin aesthetically on that card battle mechanic. So I'm not sure if I'm going to buy that game yet, because I bought another game this week, which is getting some good buzz, you could say. It's up in sort of people talking around game of the year type of thing, and this is another card battling game, and it's called Inscription.
with a Y.
What's got you onto all these card battlers?
Well, I'd heard of this game, particularly. I started playing this one before I played Fights in Tight Spaces. I heard someone mention Fights in Tight Spaces on a podcast I was listening to, but I'd already started down. I played the demo for Inscription. I picked up the demo for this when it was the Next Fest on Steam, whenever that was, like 2 or 3 weeks ago. But I hadn't got around to playing it. And I played it on Tuesday during the day, and it came out Tuesday at like 5 p.m. And I played through the demo, and then I bought the game. So I was like, this game is really fucking cool. Because it is a card battler, in essence, but it is not just a card battler. It is weird and very, very cool. So it's made... It's published by Devolver, so they tend to come with a certain level of quality to their games, I think, generally. They're all... You might not necessarily like them personally, but they're usually pretty good games.
Close to a top-tier publisher, aren't they?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. And this game is made by a certain Daniel Mullins, who some people probably know, but he is... I think he's only made 2 games previously. One called The Hex, I think, was his first game, and the second game, which you may have heard, is called Pony Island.
That's really weird.
Yeah, it's not... It quite clearly says, in like most of the videos you watch, this is not a game about ponies, despite the name. And, yeah, it's quite subversive, I think. I've not played Pony Island myself, but I know it's very highly rated. If you look on Steam, it's like fucking ridiculously highly rated, I think. And Inscription is this guy's game, Daniel Mullins. So it looks like a creepy sort of horror-themed heart card game to start with, but then it's kind of somewhat subversive because you can basically every time, like, you'll have a map that comes out like Slay the Spire that shows your route, your potential route through the game. So you'll move from like having a card battle, you can go to like the fireplace and upgrade a card. So upgrade a card at the fireplace. Oh yeah, and then there'll be like all these different like things that appear on the route through the map that are like you can take certain characteristics from one card and put them on another card and change that card's way that card plays. There's fucking tons of card based mechanics. But also at any point where the map is rolled out on the screen, you can step away from the table and have a look around this little room. And there's little puzzles to solve around the room. It's like a little mini escape room thing going on. So basically the idea is you've got to fucking get out. You're like in a cabin in the woods and you've got to get out. I think maybe that's the idea I get at the minute. But I've progressed to a certain point where I've managed to solve some of the puzzles around the room. And you might pick something up in a card game that means you can, like, then do something in the room that you couldn't do previously. And it's fucking just really good. The actual card game itself is, like I said, there's so many things that keep changing. And it's very simple. Like, you've got, like, you've got four... Like, left to right, you've got 4 cards you can play on the deck, on the board. And then they've obviously got 4 cards that battle your cards. So, you know, it's the usual thing on a card game. If you've got a card in the way of their card will attack your card rather than you. You've got, say, like 5 health points. And if you've each got 5 health points before you lose the battle. And so you put cards in the way of them and you've got cards that attack their cards. And hopefully you put a card, maybe one of your... Some of the cards will be able to, like, just... totally evade the card that's on the table and attack and take health points off the other player without totally ignoring what's on the deck and fucking tons of stuff. Like I say, there's all different modifiers on all the cards. The further you play, the more stuff that keeps coming up with the cards. It's like, what is it, 15 quid or something? I think anyone who likes card battlers should probably get it anyway. But there's all this whole, like, separate bit that's just, like, fucking mental and weird. like loads of people talking about this for Game of the Year. So I think if you, like I say, if you're into card battling games, you should probably have a look at it. At least, like I say, there is a, I think you can still get the demo. Possibly. Like I say, I know the demo was available during that Steam Next Fest. I'm not sure if it's still available.
I think I just saw the demo was on there.
Yeah, so definitely get, download the demo and have a go. You can only do so much in the demo, obviously, but like I think there's four bosses you've got to beat. But I don't know if you technically need to beat all of the bosses to get and finish the game, inverted commas. I don't know. Because it keeps fucking changing. Love, right? Huh?
This is the game you think I would love.
I think you should play the demo to see how you get on.
Okay.
And like I say, anyone who like enjoys the Slay the Spire type thing should probably at least play the demo. And you'll probably buy the game if you play the demo. It's really fucking good. So...
Alright.
But yeah, I've beaten two bosses. And then obviously, like, I've not met the third boss yet. There's just so many things that are just keep changing and making it fresh all the time. It's really good. Really fucking good. I think it's only available on Steam at the moment. But who knows? What, like, it's going to get. It's definitely going to be successful on the, on Steam, so it might end up on Switch at least, I would have thought.
It says overwhelming positive, so.
Yeah.
I'll go check out that demo for sure.
Yeah. Maybe I'll play that. Right. I might start a new run for the Extra Life stream. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know what to do for Extra Life, so.
Okay, well, I'm absolutely busting for a piss. Does that wrap it up then on what we've been playing in there for the show? That's done
for me.
All right, let's stick a fork in this one, people. Dave, what you got for us?
I have got the outro, which I've prepared already. I'd just like to say thank you very much for listening to the Seal podcast. If you'd like to ask us a question or get involved, please contact us either on Twitter at Seal Podcast, email us at sealpodcast@gmail.com, or join us on a Discord server. A link is pinned on Twitter. We have YouTube and Twitch channels, which we upload and stream to regularly, which we try and stream to and upload regularly. But yeah, we'll be doing more of that because of this Extra Life stuff. So,
yep. Okay.
That's it.
All right, wonderful. Okay, I'm absolutely busting for a pee, and I think I'm coming down with whatever. I think Dave's given me his sickness.
Yeah.
So I apologize. If, yeah, you know what? I don't think I'm going to get to editing this tonight. So I apologize if this landed in your feed late, but I don't think I'm going to duck out of editing it tonight. So there you go. Sorry. No. All right. Good. All right. Well, let's get out of here then. Until next time. Thank you.
See ya.
Laters.